Audio Point 6, even older quay. This is the site of the old quay built in the 1500s, much earlier than the quays we have already seen, but it fell into disuse.
The quay was built because of the problems we've mentioned before about silting of the estuary and the difficulties of ships accessing Chester. So a quay was built at Neston to enable trade to continue. And this very quiet spot would once have been a hive of activity with goods being imported and exported and passengers going backwards and forwards, and there are many records of troops going from this point to Ireland and back during the 17th century.
In the 1760s, there were plans to renovate it in order to ship coal and to build a harbour and warehouses, but they came to nothing. If you look under the trees, you'll see the remains of Old Quay House, used for a time to accommodate colliery staff. Edward Hilditch and Ian Norris tells us more.
The Old Quay House was built in the 17th century and succeeded a wooden building, which was on the site. After the decline of the quay, the house was divided into three separate dwellings. They were then leased to the County of Chester for £26 a year and put into use as a house of correction. Between 1750 and 1803, the house of correction was where Irish labourers were received before being returned to Ireland under the Poor Laws, and over 25,000 people passed through the house in those years. They were mainly Irish labourers returning after working on the harvest in England.
Whilst these Irish vagrants were being rounded up, others were being taken back to Ireland from where they originated, some of them being taken back on the very ships which were taking the coal over to Ireland.
The house then was in a poor state of repair, and in 1802 the county bought another one nearby. It then became privately owned until the beginning of the First World War, and then ceased to be occupied and became derelict. And during the Second World War, it was demolished by the Home Guard. It stuck out so much on the river, you see, that German aircraft could see it.
Now, climb over the stile and angle very slightly right to take the good path inland. You should pass through two kissing gates and over a bridge across a stream. About 150 metres after the bridge, go through a kissing gate on your right, immediately after two oak trees. Walk straight across the field towards the telegraph pole and stop at a double line of hedging. Here you should listen to Audio Point 7.